Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Elohim Speaks, brought to you by Elohim Five Tribes from the constellation of Elohim, commonly known as Osiris and Orion's Belt. They can call it what they want, we can call it what we want. There's a story behind all this, but we'll get into that another time. That's not, astrology is not the topic of the day. I like to make an assertion first, and I thank those who jumped in on the line earlier. I appreciate that. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightened, and I will get what I want. Okay. Our slogan is, love is acting, make others feel good. And that was our national anthem that you listened to, written and produced truly by yours truly. I did all the music and the singing. I ain't gonna brag too much about the singing, but I did all the music. Okay. you gotta love it. It's not on the market. You can't actually buy it. Okay, now, you know, first 5 minutes every week we talk about love, okay? Last week we talked about love from the emotional point of view. We talked about it from the neural net point of view. Now let's talk about it from the point of action, or our culture, reap what you sow. Okay. Now we can get into the different languages between the men and the women, you know, but we'll get into that in a few, you know. Right now we're talking about reap what you sow. Now, what in the world does that have to do with love? You know what I mean? When we talk about love is the act that makes others feel good. Well, let's reap what you sow. You would not want to reap something that don't make you feel good. See, it's part of our culture. That's what science is. They took our culture from us and renamed it. Now they call it science. And everybody's saying it is not scientific, but they don't know all that comes from them. All that's part of who we were back in the day, you know. And that's something that we really need to get into and really need to talk more about. Our culture, not the way we danced and jumped up and down, and now they show us on spirits and all that. They don't show the great metropolitan cities and stuff that we got out there with the airports and every building there. We got jets and planes on the ground. Oh, we don't see none of that. I mean, all we see is a little poor neighborhood. You know, now when you look at the outside stuff coming out of America, they don't show them people sleeping on the street all around the corner everywhere and the rundown buildings and dilapidated places that some people have to stay in because they don't have no money. Oh, no, you don't see that. All you see is those middle class buildings and stuff like that there. And people living good with two refrigerators and three ovens in the house and stoves and stuff. That's what you see. So everybody says, oh, man, I got to come to America. But then they get off their boat and they say, wait a minute. Where am I at? Is this the place that I saw? Wait, let me cut this other phone off. Is this the place that I saw on the ad? Don't look like the same place. And then they come in and throw them in cages, take the children from it. And so I thought these people were nice and kind and generous, and they followed Jesus, and they were so forgiving and loving. You know what I mean? But when they get here, ain't no loving, forgiving people there because this culture that we're under doesn't follow the reap what you sow culture. Now, we got scientists here, but they have separated themselves from the reap what you sow culture. And love is not, love is a reap what you sow culture. Okay? That's what love is. When you sow and start stuff out, you want to reap something pretty good when it gets to come back to you. And if love is the act that makes others feel good, and all you're doing to the people around you is committing acts that make them feel good, man, you'll be having a feel good time all day long. You're gonna be arguing and fussing and crying and blues over little dumb things that don't even make no sense. You know what I mean? It's just amazing how this culture teaches us obsessionism as love. There's so many men and women here. If you really like somebody, you know, you pursue it for a little while, you try to gain some access to them, but they don't want you. So you need to leave it alone and move to somebody else because there's somebody for everybody out here. You know what I mean? There's some of these crazy looking babies out here, like like I'm one of them. It's true to tell you, there's somebody for everybody. I don't care what you look like, what you feel like. There's somebody for everybody. So you don't have to get obsessed stalking people. And if somebody that you was with, all of a sudden they say, hey, man, something's wrong with this relationship. I need to move on. And then you're ready to kill them or whoever they with. You're ready to kill yourself. Go jump in the river because somebody don't want you. Don't make sense. That has nothing to do with love. If you was practicing love right from the beginning, you know what I'm saying, you wouldn't have lost that person. Okay? Well, I can't say that totally because some people hate themselves, you know what I mean? And no matter what you do, they're going to hate themselves anyway. You know what I mean? So there's exceptions to every rule out there. So I have to give myself a little leeway there, not speaking absolutes. Okay? But when you're dealing with love, first of all, it's a learning process. You have to really learn what the other person likes. You have to study them, see what they like, and then sort of make sure that they're getting what they like. And then they're supposed to do the same for you. And then you won't be arguing with each other. That's reap what you sow. What do you want out of the relationship? When you get into a relationship, or when you're dealing with groups or your friends or church or whatever, you have to ask yourself, what do I want to get out of this? What am I trying to accomplish by being here, by following this, or by being with this person? And if you're not going to be able to get what you want out of it, you have to think in terms of moving in another direction, because it's just going to make you miserable. And the more miserable you are, guess what? The more miserable the people around you are going to be, because they can't figure out what's wrong with you. They can't satisfy you. They don't know what to do. Because no matter what they do, something's wrong with it. You know, when you said you liked it, well, that was the other day. Well, today I want something else. You know? And guys are the same way, you know. I mean, it just, I know I made it sound like it was a female, but guys are the same way, you know. If you're going to love each other, if we're going to love each other, especially as black people, if we're going to love each other, okay, we have to learn how to reap what you sow. And don't put out nothing that that you don't want to come back to you. You follow what I'm saying? But now, now we have to think about that too, because the people that hate themselves, they're going to put out stuff. They're going to put out hate because they want hate to come back to them. So you have to be careful who you're hooking up with and what they actually want. That's why you got to study the person. Learn a bit more about them. Some people really, really hate themselves. That's why I tell people, you know, love me the way Jesus loves you. Love me the way Muhammad loves you. Love me the way Buddha loves you. Love me the way Madame Blavatsky loves you. Love me the way that somebody loves you that came to teach love. Okay? You know, you got people that didn't come to teach love. They don't love you. You know, you got people in politics. They don't care 2 cents about you. They tell you what you want to hear. But year after year, day after day, month after month, year after year, what they said they were going to do never gets done, especially if it's not for them, if it's for you. They'll tell you anything in the world. But watch what they do, you know. I think it says it in the Bible. Man is known by the work that he does. You know, watch the work that he's doing. Watch what they're doing, and you'll be able to determine whether they're practicing love or they practice something else. I went a little over 5 minutes here, but let's get into the topic that I picked for today. Now this is one heck of a topic. We're going to talk about Bible code book. A religious book. We don't get into that. I want to first get into what do black people have taken, what do black people have taken from them every time they go out there protesting? And I was talking about this Saturday with my friend, but Matt, on his radio show. And it's kind of figure out. I said, well, because I'm thinking, they're taking baseball from us. Wait a minute. We still got baseball. So they didn't take that from us. So when I said they're going to take something from us, when I mentioned the internet, he thought that I'm talking about they're going to shut the internet down. That's not how they work. They ain't going to cut off the nose despite the face. They're not stupid. But we used to have baseball teams. But they took baseball from us. We don't have baseball teams. We have to go to their teams. We don't own nothing in that baseball hookup. You follow what I'm saying? It's hard for us to even get to own a team out there right now. All the owners are black. Most of the managers are black. We do have a few black managers out there. And I don't know about baseball, but I know we got a few black managers in football. But they have a way of taking things from you when you cause a fuss. They use that as a distraction to take something from you. Think about it. The greatest thing we had that we didn't realize that we had was our own schools, because they didn't want us in their schools. You know what I'm saying? They didn't want you in their schools, but you're fighting to get in their schools, but we had our own schools. The problem that we have now is that we're turning our children over to people who don't care about you. You follow what I'm saying? I'm not talking about the entire Caucasian race, so don't get it twisted. But the 1%. Who's controlling everything? All they care about is the bottom line, how much money they're making. They're not worried about if your children are getting a good education. But we will give them our children a good education. But we started protesting, and they took that from us. Now we don't have our own schools no more. Some of the parents are starting to opt out now, starting to homeschool their children because they're realizing sending our children to their schools is not working for us. It's working for them, but it's not working for us. When they come out of Harvard, what do they got? A resume in their hand looking for a job? When they're supposed to have a plan to create jobs or make jobs. You understand what I'm saying? This is why Bill Gates dropped out. He said, man, hey, something's wrong with this. I'm not going to do college so I can be working for nobody else. That's not what's up. So he learned early, dropped out, and multi-billionaire. You follow what I'm saying? And you'll find out that back in the day, most of the millionaires never graduated high school. You go back 10, 20 years, and most of the millionaires never graduated high school. You know? Something about in education, nobody's going to teach you how to replace them. It's just not natural. Why would you teach another person to take your job if that's what you're dealing with? You're not going to let that happen. That's not what you want. You know what I'm saying? So when you start protesting out there, think about it, what they've taken from us as we protest. We're back on the sisters. We want to eat at their restaurants. Okay. They open the door to the restaurant. But what happened to our restaurants? They started closing down all over the place. You know what I'm saying? So they took our restaurants from us, so that we could eat in their restaurant. Here we fight and eat all that bland food because, you know, Europeans don't cook so good. We fight and eat all that bland food, and we got sisters and stuff right around the corner. Our brothers and sisters, see, that's that mind thing. I went right to sisters when I was talking about cooking. Cook sisters, women supposed to be in the house making babies and cooking, right? Okay. And male chauvinism, you know, it's ingrained in the educational process. That's what I'm saying. We got all that wonderful soul food around the corner. We fighting to eat in somebody else's restaurant. I mean, think about it. Here we are. Now, suppose somebody come to your house and say, yo, man, I got people out here protesting. We mad at you because you won't let us ride in your car. You're looking like, okay, these people out of their minds. You know what I mean? They're mad at me because I won't let them ride in my car. Think about that same mindset when we out there protesting because they wanted to ride a certain place on the bus. We frightened to ride on their buses. Think about it. Not our buses, their buses. So when it's all over with, we got to go to them, beg for the bus driving jobs, beg for this. We don't have the economics no more. We did have a few bus lines. You didn't know about that, did you? We did have a few bus lines back then. Okay, where we were able to get around with our own bus line. But they blocked that. You cannot own a bus line now in the cities. They made sure that that is never going to happen again. All right? I'm just saying, you know, every time we protest, they take something from us. They use the protest as a distraction. And they take something from us. This is what they do. This is what they've been doing. Think about it now. Let's move to something else. We marched on Washington. Oh, no, this is during the same time with the buses and all that with Martin Luther King. We marching down there because we want to end segregation in the schools and all that. The country's more segregated now than it was when Martin Luther King and them was marching. So what did they take from you? Okay, think about this. When your children, okay, during that time was in school, we were outclassing the European children. In fact, they did a survey. I think I mentioned this once before. They did a survey where they was looking for 10, they went through 10,000 children all over the country trying to find the smartest children for the space program. Black young man finished first. Black young woman for the second, Chinese for the third, the Europeans came in the last. This was before they took over, before we integrated into their schools. This is what was going on, you know what I'm saying? Now, what's our children doing? Where are we at? What's happening to them, okay? It seems like all the accolades is going to the European children. And we know our children are smart out there. They're not getting credit. Oh, they're making some amazing advances in electronics, technology, science, everything. But you don't hear about it in school. All you hear about is what the European advances are making in school. Because they're taking things from you. Now they're taking your intellect. Now we're trying to get our intellect back, okay? But they're distracting you again. How are they distracting you? With the killings and all that stuff that's going on, that's a distraction. They're trying to take something from you. Now, right now, Trump is trying to take your vote from you. that's what he's trying to do. But he's not smart enough to do it. But they can do it. But he's not smart enough to do it. They'll take your vote, but they won't shut voting down. Just like they took baseball from you, but they didn't shut down baseball. Now our children are communicating, they're talking all over the country, back and forth with each other on the internet. And they're making money through Facebook and so many other places, YouTube and all that kind of stuff. They're getting paid out there like that, which means they're going to take something from you dealing with high technology. What? I'm not sure what it is yet, but they're going to figure out a way to start shutting down your apps, your access to social media without shutting down their access. That's how they do it. They'll figure it out. They're working on it. You know what I mean? Just like they shut down, they can shut down Trump's tweets, you know, on certain things. People that are giving you information that's going to uplift you and take you to the next level, they'll start shutting them down. I'm dealing with Sarnetta TV, and he's complaining how people aren't getting the notices and all that kind of stuff from YouTube, and he's having trouble on Facebook already. This is Sarnetta TV. This is Black Radio. I don't know how many are familiar with Sarnetta TV, but this is Black Radio. You know, this is what they're doing. Something is going on. So when you're out there protesting and running around trying to figure out who's up, who's on first, who's on second, think about what they're getting ready to do. They're going to take something from you. Now, Biden, he's talking about shutting down the for-profit prisons and getting more justice in here and all that. You know what I mean? Okay. But the courts are already packed. So you're going in front of the local judges. Biden ain't got nothing to do with that. You see what I'm saying? So there's a distraction going on here. See what I'm saying? Trump done already packed the court, and in the debate, Kamala Harris already made that clear. She didn't talk about packing the court. You just put in 50 judges, and ain't none of them black. Pence had to shut up on that one. He'd have went down that rabbit hole. He'd have been in trouble. So Pence is kind of smart. He's not as dumb as Trump. But I'm just saying, they're going to take something from you. You got to figure out what it is. You got to start talking to each other. You got to, you know, internet-wise, I'm not smart enough to figure out what they're going to take, but they're going to take something. I noticed how much the children are making money off the internet now. Are they getting paid? And maybe it's just bitcoins and that type of market that's going on out there. They're getting paid in that market as well, you know, 50%. I think it was 50 Cent. He explained how much money he made without even thinking about it in that particular market. So they're going to take something from you. I just want you to think about what they might be taking from you. I don't know what it is, but they're going to take something. Okay? Now, that's what I wanted to talk about. Now, remember, this is an interactive show, so if you have a comment or statement, all you have to do is press 1 and then let me know that you have a comment or something that you want to say, and I'll open up your mic. Now, we don't give your name unless you want us to. We mentioned the last 4 digits of your phone number, and then you can say whatever you have to say. And if you want to advertise or something like that, your business or whatever, then that's fine, too. And right now, I still want to say I want to thank those on the line. I appreciate all y'all calling in. Let me know, hey, I'm not here by myself. You know what I mean? And all that work. So now, we go get into the real topic, what I really want to talk about, okay? Excuse me. We're going to talk about the Bible code book or religious book. That's where we're going here, okay? Now, the codes, the main code that we're using is Psalm 82. I told somebody Psalm 83, but it's Psalm 82. It's Psalm 82. It says, you are all gods, children of the Most High, okay? That's what it says. Now, that's the first code that we deal with. And I'm going to bring that up almost every week. So especially for those who are new on the line, I see a few new numbers on the line. So you can get used to thinking along that line, and you can catch up with the process as we move down, as we move through the Bible. Okay. Now, the first question that we have on the board, that's going to be on the board for at least a couple of months or so, or even though I have answered the question, but those that are coming in, I want them to think in terms of this question so they can ask. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, who is this God and where did he come from? If you know that answer, click one and explain it to us. Now, I ain't talking about the people that have already told the answer, too, unless you have a different answer. If you have a different thought process about that, then let us know. Now, when Psalm 82 tells you are God's, what does that really mean? What does that code really suggest? It suggests your potential. What is your potential? As a God, your potential is unlimited. Think about that. As a man, every book, I don't care what book you pick up, what religious book you pick up, they have restrictions on men. Every book you pick up, if you're a woman, they have restrictions on women. You have a limitation as a woman. You have a limitation as a man. Now, I'm showing you some of the Chinese movies, they don't put limitations on a female. There's a female general in the Chinese army. She was pregnant. I don't care, kicking people's butt. Pregnant. You see what I'm saying? Ain't no baby stop her. She didn't sit home because she was pregnant. You know what I'm saying? She out there rumbling, fat belly and all, kicking butt. This is what I'm saying. The limits that you put on yourself or basically put on you because of what other people are telling you who you are and what you can do. Now, when they say, well, man can't fly. If man was meant to fly, God would have gave him wings. Well, they're right. Man can't fly. Go outside right now if you think a man can fly and flap your arms. You ain't going nowhere. But God can fly because God made nature. So nature, anything in nature can be overcome by God. But you have to realize who you are to go out to overcome those things. You follow what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about. You have to realize what your potential is. Don't let nobody put you in a box. The Bible, the first code that we deal with, tells you that you are a God, which means there's nothing above you. Nobody above you. Nobody greater than you. Nobody much more wonderful than you, any of that. You follow what I'm saying? You are the highest thing in this universe. You are the epitome of what this universe is. Okay? Now, I want to go further into the Bible, but it's kind of hard unless you really know the first answer to that question that I threw out there, you know? So we're going to drop a little bit of that. Not all of it, but we're going to just drop a little bit of that question, you know? They call spirit, soul, all that stuff, but we call it incorporeal energy. All of us have this incorporeal energy. That's what the Elohim is. Elohim is God within. I am, O God. That's what Elohim is. You have a spirit, a power, incorporeal, because you're an incorporeal being. So you have that power in you to accomplish and do whatever. So when they say God made the heavens and the earth, you know, and you think about God being a man, everywhere in the book they say God, you think men and women. Now you have to ask yourself, well, how in the world could men and women be that? These are questions you don't ask yourself before. Now, as a God, you can go into the mindset of that and begin to figure out how they did this. Wait a minute. It's not possible for us to put up satellites and all that stuff. The moon is a satellite. Okay, we have satellites up there right now. So if we can put up metal satellites, then we can take some rock. We can put up rock satellites, because you got to remember our culture is reap what you sow. Okay, you're playing around with my phone here. Okay, don't cut off. So the whole thing is reap what you sow. So if our culture is reap what you sow, that means that we're scientists. That means we can mathematically do anything that we want out there with the physical universe, because God is one who manipulates source energy for its own purpose. Now let's get into the uncaused cause. We're going to talk about the uncaused cause for a minute, because it's hard to go all the way into the Bible without you knowing who you are and why you who you are. Okay? So this is what we need to do. The Bible says that you are God. Now, why would the Bible say something like that? If it wasn't true, you know what I mean? You have no limit. That's the one thing you have to understand. You go back in the 1900s, 1901, 1980, I mean 1901, 1910. Think about what we were doing then, and think about what we're doing now. Okay, go back in the 1800s. Think about it. Whatever we did then, we have surpassed that. And we're surpassing what we did 10 years ago. When I was born, coming up, there were no TVs out there. We listened to Joe Louis on the radio. No television. We got TV on our arms and we're like Dick Tracy. We're talking to each other on the phone. There's something going on that they don't want you to know. But we're here to tell you. We're here to tell you that your potential is what they tell you you are in Psalm 82. I'm going to take a little excerpt from Joel Osteen. You are what the Bible say you are, and you can do what the Bible say you can do. You know what I'm saying? He don't go where I'm going with it, but I'm just saying, you know? Let's deal with the uncaused cause. This will help you know who you are and why you are who you are, okay? I don't care how far back you go. Well, who made this? Who made that? Who made this? Who made that? You have to come to a point where that there was an uncaused cause. Something was here that brought everything into existence, but it already existed. That's the uncaused cause. Something caused all of this, okay? That something caused all of this. Let's think about what all this is. It's all energy, period. It's all energy. And all the scientists know energy cannot be created or destroyed. So when the uncaused cause first went into motion, all that was here was itself, so, and itself was energy. So we are made up out of that energy that permeates the entire universe. You follow what I'm saying? We are made up out of source energy. So in other words, we are the universe in an expansion mode. We are expanding into every doggone thing. Energy. That's the energy that we're made up out of. It ain't no coincidence that we got nickel, zinc, and copper and all that stuff in us. We're made up from every doggone thing. That's who we are. You are source energy expanding itself in an expansion mode. So what you're doing today, 10 years from now, you're going to be doing better. 10 years from that, you're going to be doing better. If you accept the Bible as a code book, not as a religious book. As a religious book, you get caught up on some most asinine things. I'm listening to some other TV one day. They're talking about somebody putting dookie in somebody's face. I'm saying, yo, dog, what are y'all talking about? And they were arguing about, well, what kind of God would put dookie in somebody's face? And those of you who are Bible scholars, you probably know those passages. But I'm just saying, we get to arguing about some of the some things that actually is not going to help us. It's not going to help us gain power. You know who you are, okay? You are the universe expand in an expansion mode, which means that from this day forward and forever, you're going to be on and on and on and on, but you have to realize the tree of life. Tree of life is not in drama. We can go there, but it ain't there. You know what I'm saying? Tree of life is your children. And you're supposed to be eating from what the tree of life produces. How many of you can see eating from what your children is producing? How many of you are pushing your children to be producers? You follow what I'm saying? To be makers of stuff, you know, so that you can exist off what they're doing. So you have to put yourself in a position so that your children can be makers of stuff that you can deal with later on. That's how you're going to survive. Without the children, you have no extension in this life. Your children are very important, very special. So at one point in your age, your life has to stop And everything in your life has to be about the children. You follow what I'm saying? How are my children going to do this? How are they going to do that? What can I do to help them? What can I do? You follow what I'm saying? The whole thing is about your potential and the potential that you're giving to your children so that the children can see who they are. I got a little carried away here. Normally halfway through the hour, I do my I do a little commercial here. I like to give back to people who are on the air trying to do things and trying to make things happen. So I have a little commercial set up. So be patient. Those of you on the line, it takes a few minutes. You don't want to, no 3 or 4 minute commercial, but that's how long it takes, okay? this is Elohim Five Tribes. It's a constellation Elohim. And we come to you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. And we talk about a myriad of things. And right now we're dealing with the Bible code book or religious book because we need power. And so I'm trying to bring information to you that's going to help you get power, okay? The call-in number is 516-453-9230. And if you want to talk or say something, just give a shout-out. Just press 1, we'll open your mic up. That'll let me know. When you press 1, a little thing come out, let me know that you're on the air. And we do not mention your name. We just use the last 4 digits of your phone number, okay? So we talk about mostly different things on Sunday, but right now, sometimes we go into health. We do a lot on love because we need love as hard as possible, okay? I have a gospel CD. Now, the reason why the ads are free because we have a gospel CD on the market, and we're making a few dollars off that. So it's Jesus is Coming CD. The link is CDBaby/CD/Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2, so check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube. Just check out Elohim Christ 10 Chat, Jesus is Coming. And we ask ourselves, when Jesus is coming back, where is he coming from? We think he's going to come from the same place he came from the first time, from the goddess's womb, okay? So you sisters out there, we need those babies. Just remember, the child you dropped just might be the one that's going to get us out of this mess. And brothers, remember, it takes two to make them, it takes two to take care of them, okay? So we need those babies, all right? And don't forget to check out my book, Deuteronomical Scriptures Part 2, Christ Has Come. For more information on the CD or book, just call TCCA at 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5, and you can learn more about what's going on. Also, buy and sell gold. I'm doing carry bars, so if you want to get involved with the selling and the buying of gold, also give me a call, 215-758-1703. And we'll accommodate you. I'm going to go through this kind of fast because I'm a little bit over schedule here, okay? So if you call me, then you can find out about my website and all that kind of stuff, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his books, a history book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands history and he fills in the missing pieces. I also like to give a shout-out to Legacy of a Nation show, hosted by Brother Matheson. Comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call-in number is 319-527-6199. I would like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra11, so go and check her out. She has a spoken word, and she speaks a pretty good word, too, trust me. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on YouTube at Nikki Love Renan. Her call-in number is 909-749-8626. And you can also go to her website, thinkra.com, or just give her a call. And let me mention her number again. It's 909-749-8626, and you can find out all the information you need about what she's doing. She's doing some pretty good things. Now, I'm a spiritual advisor, too. I do spiritual reading. I did one on her. She did one on me, and she was pretty good, I must admit. I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNA ACL, 1918 and 1929 of the world. They meet every week. For more information, just contact President Mark P. at UNIA, 267-822-2320. Okay. I'd also like to give a shout-out to the UAIA. That's in this, they are from land to build on in Africa, RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, give us a DJ call at 609-638-5828. Now, I must tell you, I got 4 tailor-made outfits, and I love every one of them. I'm telling you. I'd like to give a shout-out to Safemore Electronics. That calling number is 215-909-3352. So if you got sockets and electric stuff that need to be done, just give them a call. Stick my chest out. That's my son's company. I love it when the tree of life starts to do stuff, right? Come on. I always like to give a shout out to, we also have a brother that's interested in security guards. People who want security, you're looking for a job, just give them a call. The number 336-988-8638. Just tell them brother Elohim told him to call and didn't check you out. Also, like a shout out to Tom Thornton, who writes under the name of T. Thornton. He has an old school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google YouTube Heaven 2019 T E E Thornton. And for more information, just give him a call, 267-259-4077. Let's give a shout out to Taylor Tata Learning Academy. She's a licensed, certified, she's registered nurse who's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Give a shout out. I stick my chest out again. That's one of my babies again. You know, Taylor Tata has before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Her email address is Taylor Tots Learning Academy at gmail.com. I'll also give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healer, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And when you call Dr. Paul, he has, since the COVID-19 has come, he gives out a free herbal chart. So you can learn how to deal with your herbs and all that stuff. Don't charge him nothing, just give him a call. And any of these numbers I go to too fast, you can just give me a call later on and or just press 1 and I go back over whatever number that you want me to go back over to, okay? Also, Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3866. So if you're sick and you're not calling one of these specialists, you deserve to be sick now. Like I say every week, nobody really deserves to be sick, okay? So just give these guys a call and don't worry. And be healthy, okay? Okay, that's our commercial. I want to thank everybody for hanging on to the commercial because it does take a few minutes to run this commercial off. But I want to get back because these people are working hard every week trying to help the community out. And it would be I just wouldn't think it just not to I'd hit them up. Now we have a lineup. 7325, okay. I just did the commercial, so I'm going to open up your mic if you have a comment or something you want to say. Just let us know. 7325, you are on the air. Do you have a comment?
Yo, I just want to give a shout out. Yes, sir. I want to give a shout out to my Uncle Al. Keep up the good work, man.
Well, I'm trying. Thank you very much. I appreciate you checking in. Let me know that you love me. I love you too, my beloved. And as we go on, if you want to say something else, just press 1 again and then press 1 again, and that will let me know that you have another comment. Okay.
Well, I just want to say that you're doing a lot. Yes, sir. I just want to say that you're doing a lot for the community, and we appreciate and respect you dearly.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Okay, so I'm just going to leave your mic open, so if you want to jump back in, you can, okay? And normally I left that.
Okay, good brother.
Okay, but your mic is open, so if you have another comment, just jump in. I'm going to put my brother on a hot seat. I do this every week, so I guess he should be used to it by now. We got 1927. I'm going to open up your mic, and you're on the air. You have a comment or something you want to say, Brother Max? What's up?
Yes, Brother Elohim, good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity to pose a question that was raised in your expounding on the reap what you sow. I used to hear my grandmother say that as I was growing up. She said, "That's all right. You're gonna reap what you sow," and I would scratch my head and wonder what was she talking about. I knew about sowing, and I knew about reaping in the fall. But But when she applied it to behavior, as I have come to, you know, to understand later, I did not at that time understand that she was even though I heard her say if you plant weeds, you're gonna have to reap weeds. If you plant corn, then you can expect a crop of corn. And when you say reap what you say as a culture, can you tell us sort of in detail what you're really saying?
Okay, Brother Mac, I sure will. I'll jump right in on that. Now, this culture has this the doggy dog culture that we're under right now. This doggy dog culture that we're dealing with right now has trying to tell us that culture is your dancing, your singing, and jumping up and down, and all that kind of stuff. That's not your culture. Your culture is what makes the entire universe works, and that's reap what you sow, which is science. Think about it. If you put something in motion at a certain rate of speed, okay, when it hits the wall, like you put a ball. If you throw a ball against the wall, based on how hard you throw that ball, that's how hard that ball is going to come back to you. That's reap what you sow. You put two chemicals together, okay, what they call in science. If you sow two chemicals together, you're going to reap a reaction. You put math on the chemicals to know how big and what type of reaction you're going to get. That's what cooking is all about. Cooking is reap what you sow. You know what I'm saying? You're putting flour and butter and margarine and all that stuff together. And if you do it right with the right measurement, you can have a beautiful cake. You know what I mean? But if you sow something wrong in there, that cake will fall down and you ain't going to have nothing to eat. So I'm just saying our culture, the whole universe, works off reap what you sow. When Saturn first came into the gravitational pull of the sun, it came in at a certain rate of speed. And at the speed that it came in, it went into orbit rather than went straight into the sun. See what I'm saying? So whoever put Saturn in motion at that speed knew what type of reaction they was going to get when Saturn got into the sun's gravitational pull. So the whole universe, when you start thinking about it, it's based on reap what you sow, you know? Just going back to the first part of the Bible, it said, let there be light. What light, you know? They're talking about putting up a sun, man. There's only light out there. They were talking about putting up a sun. And the sun is the life giver of the solar system. You follow what I'm saying? So the more you get into who you are and what your potential is and what you be able to understand, the more power you be able to draw to you and around you. So reap what you sow brings you power. The 10th commandment is a code of conduct. That's what it is. If you put reap what you sow on the commandments that the so-called religious people were giving you, it's a code of conduct. Don't mess with my wife if you don't want me messing with yours. You know what I'm saying? Don't be killing me if you want me to return the favor. The children are realizing this. That's why the cops are killing us. Hey, we're going to start killing up a few of y'all. Hey, you're going to reap what you sow. That's how this thing works. So you have to be careful when you if you want to get power, right? Your power comes from your ability to give your children the potential to be what they're supposed to be. You tell your children she's a girl, well, then she's looking at all what they explain what a girl is, what a girl's supposed to do. You tell your child she's a woman, well, they got all kinds of ideas of what a woman's supposed to be. Some people say women's supposed to be home making babies and cooking biscuits. Some women say women can't do that. You got to remember, women, think about this. You just got the right to vote yesterday because somebody didn't think you was worthy enough to vote. That's what I'm talking about. Because why? You're a woman, okay? But the Bible tells you that you are a God, not a female. So that means you don't have no limit. There's nothing that you cannot do. There's nothing that you cannot accomplish. Don't let anybody put a limitation on you. Nobody. Because the Bible took that limitation off. If you're dealing with the Bible as a code book. Now, if you get into the religious aspect, oh, boy, we can be debating till the stars fall down. But the Bible is telling you, as a code, you are a God. That's your potential. You have no limit. Nature can't hold you because you made nature. Think about it. Man can fly. Well, you're right. Man can fly. But God can fly because God overcomes nature because God made nature. We got jets, planes. I mean, we can jump out of airplanes. Well, you can't jump out. If you jump to a certain distance, you're going to hit the ground and fall. No, we're not compensated for that. We made parachutes, man. So I can jump off a big building and don't die now. You know what I mean? I said, well, Jesus walked on water. Well, Jesus was considered a God, okay? So now you're saying if you're a man and go out there and try to walk on water, you're going to drown. But you can make shoes with Ariel. In fact, they're even making little sneaks that you can pump the sneaks up. You can make shoes with Ariel where you can walk on the water all day long. You know, what is your potential? Well, Jesus brought people back from the dead. People flatlining all the time. We wake them up and go home, man. You're all right. I mean, and it's going to get better and better and better because somebody realized that they don't have no limit. Somebody realized that they are God. They knew who they are, you know. Just think about this for a second. Those of you who are old-timers, I want you to just think about this for a second. When they brought people over here and turned them into slaves, they made you call them master. In fact, they got stores out here right now. They call Lord and Taylors, call you Lord, call you Master. See, the 1% know the Bible as a code book. That's why they have the power. Think about this for a minute. All these black churches we got out here, all of them, think about it. They got money, they ain't got no power. The Pope, who's got more money than the Pope? There ain't no Pope ships out there, Pope ships out there, Pope jets out there. Pope ain't got no boots on the ground. You understand what I'm saying? Pope don't have power. See what I'm saying? The 1% using the book is power. Now we have a society that's developing, okay, from the private side, so that we can gain power. But that's gonna take a minute. That's gonna take some time, okay? But we know who we are. And we know how to go where we're trying to go. So we're building into that. Reap what you sow is science. You have been scientists. Your culture is science. That's your culture. All right? Now, I just want to drop a little bit of information, something you might not know. When President Hansen and them, all right, I've said this a couple of times, when President Hansen and them set up the colonies, right, because the colonies were out, they were whacked. So President Hansen and them did something to organize and unite the colonies. Now, they were all British colonies, so President Hansen wasn't at war with Britain. You know what I'm saying? When he set the colonies up, because he set up the Constitution, not George Washington and them, they getting you misinformation. You know what I'm saying? What man going to have a slaves in the basement, indentured slaves upstairs on a second floor, black slaves in the basement, and indentured slaves upstairs on a second floor going to write something and say all men are created equal? Come on. You just think about it for a second. They made the Constitution and they made the Bill of Rights. They just stole it like they did everything else and put their name on. They've been stealing their history going back in the Kemet. You know what I mean? Now all the Kemetans are white all of a sudden, you know. Cleopatra's white. Everybody's white over there in Egypt. You know, but they've been stealing your history. Well, when President Hansen and them set the whole thing up, it was supposed to be set up based on the Bible. That meant that the read what you sow culture was supposed to be in charge of the dog eat dog culture. That's why they put the civilian in charge of the military. The civilian president is the head of the military. So they didn't want the dog-eat-dog people running the dog-eat-dog system, and we'd constantly be at war and killing and fighting each other, which we're doing anyway. But the whole thing is that the read-what-you-sow culture is supposed to be in control of the dog-eat-dog culture. And what they're doing, they're flipping the script. They're giving the dog-eat-dog culture more power, and a reap-what-you-sow culture is beginning to struggle. Because you got some nice people out here, man. You got some very kind, very generous people out here. They're really trying to do the right thing, you know? But they're making it so hard to do the right thing. Killing our children in the street. How long do they think they're going to be killing our children in the street before we react to it? Everybody bleeds. Cops bleed like everybody else. You know what I mean? So this is what I'm saying. I'm basically, what I'm doing right now is just trying to give you an overview of why things are going crazy right now. Because you don't know who you are. You haven't accepted who you are. And they're trying to do whatever they can to make sure you don't find out who you are. You know what I'm saying? Psalm 82. You're reading the Bible. All gods. Okay? Children of the Most High. Don't say Most High God. Read it. And if you go into Hebrew, there's no big G, there's no little G in the Hebrew language. It's just not like that. They're doing everything they can to keep you in a subservient position so that you don't have power. They'll make sure you get some money now. Come on. They'll make sure you get plenty of money. But they don't want you to have no power. If somebody come in your house right now, what you going to do? You going to call? You going to call the Ghostbusters? You call the Pope, or they might cheat you. Just saying. That's what's going on out there. And we need to wake up. Wake up. Wake up. And when you go into that book, okay, now a lot of our children don't even want to read the book. They're throwing the book in the trash. Oh, this book ain't nothing. That book ain't nothing. You follow what I'm saying? Because the ministers, I'm talking to you preachers now, I don't know if we got a couple on the line here. We got quite a few callers in here. They're going to be mad at me, but they just have to get mad. That's all. The Bible is a code book. You need power. I know you guys are getting money out there. You got beautiful churches. Churches look great. You know what I mean? I'm not mad. I go there sometimes. You listen to the music, the bands be kicking. You know what I'm saying? But you have to begin to give the people the knowledge of power. Because we need power right now. And we have to get our power in order. But you can't have power unless you first realize who you are. Because it takes a certain type of mindset to handle power. You know, power is not something that everybody can handle. That's why everybody's running out trying to find some kind of leader to handle the power. But it's time for the people to take control over your lives. Take control over what you're doing. That's why they're suppressing your vote out there right now. They don't want you in control. They want to stay in control. If it was up to Trump, they would, nobody would vote at all. You know what I mean? He'd just become a little dictator, take it like they did in China, like they did in Russia. When the people come to power, okay, things really begin to change. You know, the love and the reciprocity begin to come out, all right? But when those dog-eat-dog people start suppressing the power from the people, then we have a problem. And I suggest everybody that's on the line right now, go back into that book. Go back into that Bible. Because it was written by your ancestors giving you a code on how to get out of this. 1% figured out the code. That's why they got power and you don't. You know, they figured out this code thing, you know. And they got certain books out there that will teach you the code. But right now I'm telling you the code. And I'm going to be talking about the code from until we go through the whole Bible. Well, that's going to take a little while. But at any rate, we're almost out of time. I got a little carried away here. for those who are online, I really appreciate you calling in. I want to thank you so much, especially my little nephew, giving me a little shout out. I appreciate it. And Brother Mac, you're with me every Sunday. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I like to do a little closing assertion right here. I have walked the path as divine energy today and did not break the universal law. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Understand, we got about 20 seconds here. Understand who you are. Accept who you are. You have an unlimited potential. You can do whatever you want. You have the mindset, you have the brain power, you can do that. You know what I mean? And don't let nobody tell you different. Sure, you're going to stumble. Sure, you're going to fall. It's going to get a little crazy for a minute, but that's okay. One day at a time, one step at a time, just keep moving forward to where you're trying to go, and you will get there. You will accomplish your dreams, okay? This is Brother Elohim signing off. Much love, and I will see you next Sunday. And thanks again, everybody, for calling in. I really appreciate it. I love you, and we'll talk next Sunday.
Much love, Brother Elohim.
Mm-hmm.